Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
So Ignite is really making a splash in the city. Tell us about Ignite and your mission and goals.
Yeah, sure. We're the innovation lab for the Adecco Group. It's the world's largest staffing company. And what we do is build websites and apps that help people find great jobs, build their careers, and help companies find the best talent.
That's a good business to be in right now, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, Sarah, what do you think about that? People have asked us to do this topic for a while, that this sector of the local economy is really growing. We're not San Francisco, we're not Silicon Valley, but there is a sector here in Jacksonville that's really starting to grow and emerge.
There is. And what's nice about it, too, is that it's a very supportive and integrated community. Everyone really is keen to see where everything can go in a very positive and forward-moving and fast-moving environment. And there's a lot of startup meetup groups, and it's a beautiful thing to see because sometimes there can be a lot of competition that can impact things in a more negative way. And to see people really reaching out and supporting each other in really any way that they can is really fantastic and great for Jacksonville.
Now, earlier in the hour, we talked about some critical analysis of the crowdfunding around the OneSpark Festival. That issue aside, how do you feel OneSpark impacted your industry and the branding of this area as a place for tech startups, for innovators?
Well, I think first and foremost, it attracted a lot of attention, and so I think that's always great to get, a group of people aware of what's happening in our city, as well as I think, it was great to see Jacksonville downtown look like, quote unquote, a real downtown, to see lots of people there and see lots of activity. I think it was great as well to see how creative the community is. There's mm-hmm. lots of people doing a lot of really interesting things.
And what was the tipping point, do you think, for more startups to converge here, more people to start collaborating? What is it about this area that is making it a hub?
I think it's a great place to live. I think that's first and foremost what it is. We all know Jacksonville to be a wonderful place. I moved here in 96 and never intended to stay this long, but it turns out it's a great
place.
Where
did you move from?
The Northeast. So I was living in Albany at the time. And so it's a great place to have a family, and do that kind of thing. And I think everywhere around the country, tech is booming. It's easier now to create a tech startup than it's ever been before. So what we're seeing in Jacksonville isn't necessarily unique, but what is unique about Jacksonville is that it's one of the best places to live and be, 30-something, start a family, and still be able to work in tech.
You can, unlike, say, Silicon Valley, Sarah, you can start a family here, you can buy a home here and start a business here in a slightly, well, maybe more than slightly, affordable way.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I mean, the cost of living here is... it's incomparable to a lot of really, much bigger metropolitan areas. And it's just, there's so much opportunity here. And there's growing opportunity every single day. And like for me, I came from the Northeast too. I was in New York City and, it was a very different lifestyle, and moving here just opened up so many, so many avenues for me that would not have been possible when you're, a much smaller fish in a much bigger pond.
Sure. So you can be a bigger fish in a smaller pond here, but the path is more open here. It sounds as though you're saying for people with some drive and talent and an idea
that
there are fewer obstacles in your way. As this city continues to grow though, Sean, do you see those windows closing? Is now the time to get in on this?
No, I don't think so necessarily. Those windows are going to close. I think the key thing for Jacksonville is to not necessarily set its sights on somewhere else and look at Silicon Valley and say, how can we be the next Silicon Valley? I think the key is to think about, and sort of I'm reminded of the Wayne Gretzky quote, skate to where the puck is going to be, not where it's been, right? So what's going to happen to these hubs where right now all people in their 20s, mid-20s, late-20s are quitting, creating all the startups that we hear about in the news? Where are they going to go later? How are they going to, start their families? So I think Jacksonville, as we see downtown grow, that's really key to this because...
Is that where the puck is going to be?
Yeah, I think it has to be, because it's really great to be able to go walk to lunch. You know, I think it's one of the key things from working in, you know, I worked before at Beeline, which is a wonderful company, also part of the Adecco Group that is on near Baptist South. And so you're in a suburban office park. If you want to go to lunch, you drive to lunch. And so you don't necessarily see the same things happening. When you're here downtown, you walk to lunch, you see what's interesting is you see a lot of people now with tattoos who work in tech, you know, and they're writing code. You still see plenty of lawyers and other folks like that. But being able to see that happening and be part of that community, that's where you need to be. And that's what, you know, there's plenty of real estate available. So it'd be great to see more companies coming here.
So you want more companies to follow Ignite's lead, Sarah?
Absolutely. I mean, the great thing about Ignite, and I was telling someone earlier, not just because Sean was sitting next to me, but Ignite is hands down the best place I've ever worked, the best job I've ever had. And that's, you know, I say that, and I've worked for myself before, but you know, it's really about it's about culture and about developing a landscape and an environment where people are really pushed and driven to do their best, not just because, you know, they have the ability to impact change in a real way, but because the person next to them is driven to do the same thing. And it's about, you know, kind of pushing one another along. And that's how it is for us, you know, every day, just at Ignite. But then we see it and we're able to kind of pass it along and pay it forward when we're at these startups and just kind of interacting at different events around town that are, you know, bringing together a lot of these creatives. So it's fantastic, and to see more of it it's only going up. Getting better.
It's a good time right now for your business, for sure. So thank you both for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.